Before she gained national fame a year ago for filibustering an abortion bill, Senator Wendy Davis, the Democratic candidate for governor, filibustered the 2011 budget bill because it cut education funding. In Fort Worth, she told more than 200 Texas classroom teachers the state has more money now and should spend some of it on improving schools and paying teachers.
Today in Texas, teachers are paid about $8,000 a year below the national average. And in an economy as strong as Texas, we can do better than that. We can do at least average.
Davis also called for offering pre-kindergarten to all Texas four-year-olds and less testing in the elementary grades. She said opponent Greg Abbott's support of school choice is really code for supporting vouchers.
Vouchers mean bleeding precious resources out of our public school classrooms, and we cannot afford to bleed anymore. We cannot abandon them to a voucher system that allows only a few to go off into a private school arena while thousands, hundreds of thousands of children are left behind.
Later in the day, Abbott said Davis has it wrong. His school choice plan would not create vouchers to pay for private schooling. He wants choice within the public system.
That means, in part, removing some of the mandates from Austin, Texas, and allowing more control at the ISD level. But it really means, in part, allowing parents to have the choice about where their child goes to school.
On stage, Abbott also called for less standardized testing, stipends for teachers who complete special training, and eliminating barriers that make it difficult to remove unruly students from classrooms.
In Texas, we must uphold your rights as teachers to maintain a safe and disciplined environment for education.
Abbott said almost nothing about whether he supports increased school funding, which is always one of the biggest issues facing lawmakers. Just this week, his staff at the Attorney General's office lost a battle to remove the judge who may declare the Texas school finance system underfunded and unconstitutional. After his speech, Abbott held his first press conference since he headlined the state Republican convention 3 weeks ago. That's where his party passed a controversial platform that takes a harder line on illegal immigration and calls for counseling to turn gay people straight. Abbott wouldn't say if there's anything in the platform he rejects.
Well, I haven't read the platform, and
Democrats say they'll present a contrast to the Republicans' philosophy at their state convention in Dallas today and tomorrow. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.